You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and Nick.
And Nick. Hi, everyone.
As always, we are so happy that you could join us. So please take a moment now. We want you to relax, breathe, light a candle, and let the Holy Spirit in.
So we start with prayer intentions. We pray for all of your intentions. We pray for all those who are suffering with mental issues. We pray for Frank. We pray for my brother John. And we pray for our friend Sean. For all persons who face discrimination and stigma due to mental illness, that they will find welcome.
For all those who themselves or within their family live with mental and emotional crises, that the joy and love of Jesus may bring them comfort.
For all who provide services for persons whose lives are affected by mental illness, social workers, counselors, mental health professionals, pastoral caregivers, that they will bear witness to God's spirit of love. For all of us, that we may live a healthy mental life.
Amen. Oh, beautiful intentions this month we have. And so let's begin with our opening prayer. Loving God, please grant me peace of mind and calm my troubled heart. Give me the strength and clarity of mind to find my purpose and walk the path you've laid out for me. I trust your love, God, and know that you will heal this stress. Amen.
Amen. So let's get started. It's an evening that we will restore, refresh, and renew. Let's go.
Yes. Have you all heard or come to a understanding of what our topic is this evening? Well, it's going to be about mental health and a renewal of our mental health.
We are not doctors. We are not therapists. We're not scientists. We're not epidemiologists. So we won't give you a diagnosis or an assessment tonight. We are simply parishioners of All Saints. We've done a little bit of research, and this is just our way of bringing all that research together.
And an awareness.
Awareness mm-hmm. to get us closer to Jesus, who is the divine physician.
Amen. So we're going to talk a lot about the importance of mental health in our lives and, all about renewing our mental health. We'll look at some steps, some tactics, and some coping strategies. We'll look at some Bible verses, look at some, power words, as we always do.
Yes.
Use those power words.
These power words, short, sweet, and, just like that's inviting the Holy Spirit in.
Yeah, through stories, through affirmations. This will allow us to go deeper and higher and further into our faith.
Yeah. And don't forget a little bit of humor.
Yes, always humor. It's always good to have humor. And so we will hopefully open our minds and become like fire.
Just want to add, sometimes our mental health is like a beach. It can be sunny. It can be calm. You can hear the nice water with the waves. But then again, sometimes there could be a sandstorm and waves come crashing in.
Yeah, it's all about the ups and downs of life.
So we'll start, you know, what is mental health?
Yeah, what is it? Well, often mental health and mental illness are used as if they mean the same thing, but really they do not mean the same. Everyone has mental health, just like everyone has health. When we talk about mental health, we're talking about our mental well-being. So it's about our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings, our ability to solve problems and overcome difficulties, our social connections, and our understanding of the world around us. Like physical health, mental health is always there, but and it's fine to have some good days and bad days.
Yes, we're allowed. No one's perfect.
Hopefully we have more good days than bad days, right? So being mentally healthy, what it does is enables us to feel, think, and act in ways that help us enjoy life and cope with its challenges. Poor health, on the other hand, may result in feelings of unhappiness, difficulty thinking clearly, or feeling overwhelmed by stressful situations.
I just want to add, Marianne, we already said two power words.
Wow. What are they?
They are overcome and cope.
Yes, that's important, isn't it? And one way to help us get through or to help us with stressful situation is being resilient. And resiliency is that inner strength that we have that we can use to cope with stressful information.
Here's another stressful power phrase.
Yeah.
Intestinal fortitude.
There you go. And it's a big part of our mental health is being resilient. And so to be resilient means that you can effectively cope with the ups and downs that are always part of life.
Yeah, I know sometimes, especially with what COVID and everything, we feel like a yo-yo. We go up and down, but hopefully more ups than downs.
Like exactly.
Like you were saying.
Now, mental illness is an illness that affects the way people think, feel, and behave or interact with others. Mental illness affects someone's ability to function over a long period of time. And mental illness is not really the same as just feeling sad, unhappy, or stressed, because we all feel that way sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
But mental illness is they have different symptoms, and it really impacts people's lives in different ways. And some examples of mental illness are mood disorders, depression, bipolar illness, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders.
Yeah, they call that PTSD.
Yes, that's right. But really what we want to talk about during our program is focusing on staying mentally healthy.
Yeah.
So just focusing on our mental health.
Yeah, and to do that, for the month of February, you know, just going over some of the saints, we start the month with St. Bridget, and then we go to St. Blaise, who's well-known patron saint of throat illnesses. So usually on the third, if you can, the priest will bless your throat. February 11th is St. Pascal, and it's also Our Lady of Lourdes, which is a very important day where St. Bernadette, you know, she saw Our Lady in France. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they attribute many, many miracles to that. And hopefully, you know, this month of February, we'll see, you know, miracles of healing, if not healing, miracles of getting better. And then February 14th is St. Valentine. So
February, the month of lovers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the month of lovers, especially that day, San Valentino.
Yeah. And we'd also like to mention some patron saints of mental health issues. The most popular one is St. Dimphna. There's also St. Philomena that we could pray to, St. Raphael the Archangel, whose name means healer from God. He's known to help people with mental health. And there's also St. Teresa of Lisieux, who we understand has had intense fears and had a sensitive nature. And she suffered greatly from depression and OCD. So she's another one we can turn to for intercession.
Yeah, and, you know, we can look to all of the saints because they overcame many, many obstacles. But, you know, putting Jesus at the center, you know, was very important. So, you know, why is it important? It is important to stay mentally healthy. You know, we want to share with you many ways we can handle stress. So one of them is to say, as a comedian in the 80s, Sammy Baldwin would say, start the conversation by simply saying, how are ya?
How are you, Nick?
Doing good. And you, Mariangela?
I'm doing great right now.
Fantastic. You know, so how is everyone out there? Take a moment, you know, to really think, how are you really doing? You know, like we need to look deeper. If something's not right, just like when an engine light goes on, we usually go to our mechanic. If we have a sore tooth, well, we'll go to a dentist. But, you know, if we're not feeling well mentally, do we consider going to a doctor or think, it'll just go away? Just something to consider because, you know, this evening is also about reflection. Yeah. Right? Just opening the door, starting the conversation.
And our mental health is just as important as our physical health, right?
And spiritual and physical, right? They're all so important. But, you know, lately in the past, maybe 5 years, I think, like mental health has been really so, you know, it's always been important.
Yeah, but it's been out there more so.
Yeah, more so, which is fantastic because a lot of people.
A lot of information.
You know, we're dealing with things more beyond that they could do.
Yeah. And just to bring some awareness about mental health, did you know that 1 in 5 people in Canada will deal with mental health issues? That's quite a lot, eh?
Yeah,
1 in 5. And another awareness is just to bring some early warning signs of possible mental health issues. Some of the signs are, you know, are you eating or sleeping too much or too little at times? So just be aware of that. Do you have some low or no energy?
Lackadaisical, just flat.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling helpless or hopeless that like nothing can help you?
Yeah. Or do we turn to smoking or drinking drugs, alcohol, you know, some addictions to cope with potential mental health concerns?
And I understand that that has gone a lot up during this pandemic, right? So we have to really be aware of that. How are we feeling in terms of our, you know, mental health state? Like, are we confused, forgetful, very edgy, angry, upset, worried, or even scared?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, we call it COVID moments, you know, like brain fog, right?
Yeah.
But is it more than just COVID or like a foggy moment? Maybe it's something more, right?
More.
Maybe.
And is it continuous too?
Yeah, maybe it's not.
Like day after day after day.
Just putting it out there, right?
Are we experiencing severe mood swings? Like, you know, we're feeling great and then also like be feeling really down. That could cause problems, right? Especially in relationships. Are we having these persistent thoughts and memories that you just can't get out of your head? That, you know, nothing will help. Are you hearing voices or believing things that are not true?
Yeah, especially conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Beware the conspiracy theories.
And there's a lot of them out there.
And we need to ask a lot of questions. Who's saying what and what's truly behind it? Mm-hmm. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. So these are all some warning signs that we need to really be aware of, you know, so that it doesn't get into that point of a mental illness, right?
Yeah, it's so true. So, you know, our mental health
awareness
is related to our body, mind, and spirit. They're all connected, you know, and like charity, strong mental health begins at home. So having strong family values, having faith in Jesus and the saints. So we asked the question, humor. Are jokes and humor important?
Well, absolutely,
yes.
I say.
Got a couple jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
And then Mariangela would say,
go home. You should be social distancing.
Hey, did you hear Finland closed their borders to everyone?
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, now they're close to the finish line.
The finish line. Yeah.
So when you laugh, your body releases endorphins, and that's very important, right? It gives you a feel, you know, feel a boost to your mood. When endorphins drop in the brain, you begin to feel some signs of depression. So we have endorphins, and now we have serotonin. Serotonin improves mental health and gives you a better mood. Serotonin is good for improving mental health. Serotonin is a mood-enhancing chemical in our brain for mental health and happiness. So some of the foods that we can get serotonin, especially tryptophan, is the turkey that we have at Thanksgiving. And that's why everyone falls asleep, because it's really good.
Yeah.
We can also get it in nuts, seeds. Tofu, cheese.
Salmon. You love salmon.
Oh, I love salmon. You know, that's fantastic. And if you want a bit of protein, let's go with eggs. They are packed with protein. So right now, we'd like to talk about some of the new situations that we're facing in life. I like to call it the curveball. I call it the here and now. So with all the issues and concerns with COVID, you know, I like to say some people and we wake up in the morning and a lot of us are saying it's been 2 years in this pandemic. The question is, are we in denial?
You know, will it ever end?
Will it ever end with the mask, the closure, stop and start? It feels like kind of yo-yo up and down.
Yeah.
We say, this can't be. It can't be.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it feels like a bizarre world. Very strange, you know, with the lockdowns, the mandates. You know, a lot of people resisting the vaccines and not complying. And, you know, we respect everyone's right to take the vaccine or not. But you have to consider, right? If we don't get past this, you know, the hospitals are being, overwhelmed. And
it's the best solution we have right now, right? Is the vaccine.
Yeah. So, please consider it. And
they're being effective.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are being denied mental health because a lot of things are, hospitals aren't taking it in because, you know, of the COVID, right? That's the first and foremost, right? So the struggle is real, but if we stay the course, this too shall pass. So try not to be in denial, but the truth is this, that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus is the real presence. So when we turn to him, it'll help us, you know, get through these mental strains.
Yeah, we always need to turn to him.
That we're going through.
He's always the solution.
So what do you think, Mary Angel? What's another thing that affects our mental state?
Well, all that news that surrounds us, the media and the social media especially, it's everywhere, and it's mostly bad news.
Yeah, and there are updates and bad news, but the reality is the numbers are there, right? But, you know, they're said, but at the same time, you know, repeated over and over,
especially in some news stations, right?
Yeah, it's like information overload and, you know, it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we wake up and we say, maybe this is a bad dream and we'll get out of it. You know, we feel desensitized and numb. But you know what? I think we need to look at our feelings, right? We can't, the first part was denial. We can't deny our feelings, right? And St. Ignatius, he reminds us that
life is filled with moments of joy. It's the cycle of in life. We cannot stay atop of Mount Tabor at the, you know, in the transfiguration, you know, be there always up high, right?
Yeah, even Jesus said, you can't stay here. No. You got to go back.
Yeah, yeah. Life has its ups and downs. There's desolation and there's consolation.
Yeah, you know, there's a story of a friend that went to see a psychiatrist, and they in the talk they said, you know, with all that's going on, I have two emotions. I feel overjoyed, and I know I feel overwhelmed, right? And then there's moments I feel overjoyed, and I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. But the doctor simply said to the person, why not pick joy?
Yeah, just pick joy.
Yeah. Why?
Simple as that.
We don't need to go to the extreme.
No.
We need to, You know, try and keep it as simple as possible by listening to good music, meditation.
Yeah, that's how we can, focus on something else rather than all
and
that
the
bad
big
news,
thing
right?
Is prayer.
Yeah.
Pray when you can. Pray the rosary. But a big prayer is the nothing prayer, which is just stop and listen to God.
That's right. Being silent and in his presence, right? In front of the Blessed Sacrament. That would be another really good way.
You know, St. Teresa of Avila says, let nothing disturb you. You know, let nothing frighten you because all things pass.
Yes.
So another thing that we're dealing with is...
A lot of us have some financial issues, right? Problems. What will the future hold? We're having situations where Nick and I are blessed to be able to work from home, but.
There's the expenses that are going up and, will people have their jobs? They're worried about their kids. Anxiety comes in. But Saint Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Anxiety does not help anyone. So what words will we choose, Mary Angela?
We will choose the words such as arise, awake, and alleluia.
Alleluia. So another thing that's been coming up, people are dealing with is, we have to help. Well, not that we have. This is what we do when you have strong values, strong family values, is help family members. And we also pray for, because some of our families are getting older, they're getting sick, they need assistance. And just like the medical health workers, sometimes we feel burnt out or compassion fatigue, right? It's a strain on us that maybe 3 years ago didn't exist, but because of COVID, it just, made things like, wow, we never expected this, right? So we prayed to Jesus who gives us peace, and he said to his apostles, peace be with you. Another thing we need, sometimes what happens in our life is our social or workplace environment. Is it toxic? Is there a lot of gossip?
We need to be aware of the energy vampires.
Energy vampires.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Sometimes people, they'll be around us, they'll suck the energy out of a room, the oxygen, right? So, I like that. Miranda, what's that funny the story? What, don't argue with stubborn people.
Because they'll drain your energy and beat you with the experience.
So, if you're ever in a situation you don't feel safe, simply walk away. Don't stay there. We need a shield of protection, right? To deflect negativity and pessimism. Jesus is, he will give us the full armor. He'll give us the breastplate of protection. And sometimes we just need a new start, right? Where we are, a reboot, maybe a renewal in our career. Just something to think about.
Yeah.
There's also another thing, a lot of people, are maybe living alone. They're isolated. Away from, especially now that we're in lockdown.
Lockdown, yeah. And even as we age, right, a lot of the seniors are alone too.
Yeah, you're alone and sometimes then the doubt and worry comes in. So, we encourage you, pick up the phone, go for a walk, knock on the door. Just
reach out
hi
to those people that you think may be isolated.
Yeah. So we said a couple more power words, isolated and reach out.
Yes.
So we'd like to share with you some relevant verses.
Related to our mental health, right? And one of them, it comes from Philippians. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Yeah. So these are passages that we could always turn to, you know, the Bible and scripture to help us through some trying
support,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just support.
And of course, your Bibles are all open on your coffee table at home, right?
So they're easily accessible.
Yes.
How about Matthew? So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's so true. So don't look for it. It'll come to you.
Yeah, it'll come to you.
So come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
And from Romans, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. There's that our theme for this year, renewing.
Yeah, renewing of mind. Yeah. Right? So I said this one we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So from John 1, it says, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And another power quote from Romans, Mariangela was just reading recent, is another one. For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Wow, isn't that powerful? Because that's what it's all about, is getting to heaven, right? Our salvation.
Yeah, so
you have to persevere, right?
Yeah, so let's always turn to the scripture for some inspiration to help us get through some trying times.
You know, we mentioned that Jesus is a doctor.
Yes.
So a quote related to that is
Matthew. But when Jesus heard this, he said, It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Here we have power phrases. I am loved. I am alive. I am passionate. I am grateful. I am a winner. I am courageous.
I am hopeful. I am joy. I am patient. I am mindful. I am enthused. I'm positive, protective. I am blessed. And I am optimistic.
When we deal with issues, I will overcome. I will be healthy. I will be restored. I will be healed. I will continue to smile.
I will rise up. I will cope. I will triumph. I will encourage. I will be victorious. I will forgive. And I will be grace.
Yeah, it's powerful. You know, as they say, as you think, so shall you be. Mm-hmm. So if we, you know, put these, you know, positive affirmations, of course, with Jesus at the center, because with all these, this is what happens when we put Jesus at the center. So some reflections or questions we'd like to ask before we go to break. Is there something that we are avoiding?
And something bothering us? Is there an issue?
Yeah, is there something just like under your skin and you got to need to deal with it? We need to peel back all the layers, you know, through talking to a doctor or a friend and, you know, get to the root cause. Am I using other means to deal with this issue, like through addiction, busyness, or another power word is escapism?
Yeah, are we escaping the problem? And I'm...
You know, we may be the only person that can see a mental health issue in someone else, right?
Yeah. But do we include Jesus? in this awesome journey in life, in our trials and tribulations, in our joys even, right? Our ups and downs, we have to include him.
So here's another phrase that it'll bring a little bit of humor to you, is that you don't know what you don't know.
I didn't know that.
Interesting, right? And that's where the whole, you know, process of awareness and talking and get things in. And you are who you are and where you are, and that's...
Okay.
So we'd just like to share with you some songs, not, you know, some that are kind of not the greatest, like they have like a funny name to it, but then we'll bring the positive ones. So, you know, or reflections.
These are related to mental health, right?
To mental health. Yeah. Like, who are you? Or help? Or do you feel like you are dancing in the dark? Does it feel like a manic Monday or even a blue Monday?
And songs that will help us through and to, you know, have this positive, more positive mental health is Walking on Sunshine and Celebration. How about Don't Worry, Be Happy? Bridge Over Troubled Waters will help us get it through. And It's a Wonderful Life, or a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
How about what else, Nick?
Obla Di, Obla Da.
Twist and Shout.
We have the famous one from Joe Cocker, You Are So Beautiful.
How about from Journey? It's Don't Stop Believing.
And we have Here Comes the Sun.
Because the sun always comes.
And from my favorite band, Led Zeppelin, we have Celebration Day and The Sea of Love.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, sisters and brothers in Christ. Another song came up on break that we'd like to add is, in the 80s, there was a popular song, Eternal Flame.
Eternal Flame, yeah.
And the reason why I say that is when we turn to the Eternal Flame, that's the Holy Spirit. And that's what has empowered us. That's what will empower you. And that is what Jesus left us when he went to heaven. So always turn to the Holy Spirit for guidance, love, and empowerment.
Now we'd like to offer you some tips to boost our mental health. And actually, if we comes to a point that we really need help, we could always turn to family, friends, a doctor, counselor, a therapist, a priest, you know, to help us through some really trying times.
Yeah, that'll boost maybe our thought process. Maybe it's not as bad as we thought.
Yeah. And one of the first things we do is just to make a social connection. These days, you know, it's a little bit difficult, but let's try to make those face-to-face connections with people. You know, or even just a phone call to loved ones to boost our mental health.
Reach out and touch faith.
Yes. Reach out and touch someone.
Yeah. You know, we need to stay active, you know, with regular exercise, you know, get our blood flowing, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, if we're home, we're just sitting around a lot, right?
And regular exercise or activities, that's going to have a really good impact on our mental
Increase
and emotional
health. Increase the endorphins, get our stomach working to give us more serotonin.
They're very connected.
You know, another thing we consider is to write affirmations, post them, you know, throughout your house, have beautiful pictures like of sunshine, of beaches, you know, a family and, you know, pictures of the divine mercy, have some holy relics, right? And now we have the time. Why not educate yourself? Read all those books that you said you would read.
Have the time now.
We have the time.
How about appealing to our senses, listening to really uplifting music that's going to help us feel calm? How about, using our sense of touch and squeezing that stress ball, when we're so stressful, and that's going to help us maybe feel more centered.
Yeah. Or have a 5-pound weight or an elastic band for resistance, right?
Yeah. And just even taking a walk in nature and seeing and enjoying, all the surroundings around us, the sights, the sounds, the birds, the trees, listening to the wind through the trees.
And like Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit. He said, "Peace be with you. Shalom." And he breathed the Holy Spirit. Go out, like Marin said, go for a walk and do some deep breathing. You truly feel a difference.
Yeah, nature always helps calm ourselves. Another thing we can do is simply pray. Prayer is really powerful to help us get through some trying times. How about mass or adoration, meditation, even just simply deep breathing? And these can all help reduce our overall levels of stress. Making leisure and contemplation a priority. Sometimes, we're really stressed out because all we're doing is working. We have to build some time where just to do nothing, relax.
I heard a funny story. Gentleman, because he wasn't working, he was off and he was a little bit stressed and worked up about it. And then he decided, because, he wasn't working, he was home, but he was stressed out. So he decided to take a break from taking his break. And he found it was the most
refreshing
and fulfilling day when he basically let go and he wasn't so hard on himself, right? And he just he did what Marianne was saying, went for a walk, went outside, got some fresh air, and, a quick way to change your attitude and perspective.
Yeah. So just
power words. Yeah. Perspective.
Just, absolutely. Just shift. Taking. Yes.
Mindset shift.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Shift your thinking.
And just taking some time to relax and to really pay attention to some positive things. Right. That's going to help us get through the day.
Yeah, it's so true. Right. And these are, red. I don't want to say red flags, but they're like something that we've been sharing the word awareness. Right. And this raises the awareness antennas to say, okay, something's not working. What can we do to make it better? Because it's not what happens. It's what we do about it.
What we do about it. Absolutely.
Right? We can't get stuck. And this is the thing about mental health is sometimes we don't see an out. Right. Mm. We see the darkness.
So taking that time to stop and reflect, and be positive.
Yeah. Is it that bad? Right. Yeah. And we said earlier, maybe we're the only person that can see it in another person that, okay, maybe they need assistance, help, guidance.
And share it, with someone to help you get out of that, negativity or
maybe we're the ones that need that help and guidance. So
that's why sharing it.
Exactly. Yeah. We go to other people to improve our mental health.
Absolutely.
Because there's nothing wrong with that because we're human and we face these moments.
And another thing is, we've mentioned this before, is eating some brain healthy foods like the serotonin foods, right?
Yeah. All, rich
in omega-3s. That help us with our moods, right?
Nuts, almonds, cashews, peanuts.
Salmon.
Healthy greens like avocados, beans, leafy green salad. Try to avoid the fried foods, things with a lot of fat, fast foods. Like I remember that the juicer guy in the 80s. And he spoke about dead food, dead body. Hmm. But when we eat live foods, like fresh foods, so live food, live body, because we mentioned earlier that the fresh foods and eating correctly does help our mental health.
Absolutely. And another really important thing is sleep.
Very important.
So, do we have trouble falling asleep at night? Maybe we're going through that list of, to-do list that we have to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all these bad thoughts. So how am I going to get through, it?
Our minds are racing.
Yeah. Our minds are racing with all these thoughts. We're not peaceful.
We're checking our emails at night for the next day, and we just need to turn it off. Right.
And so making that time before your sleep, a time where, you know, we can just pray, right? To relax. Maybe pray the rosary before you sleep, even if it's just a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Start with the Hail Mary and go from there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'll help us through sleep. And even shutting down, you know, getting rid of our phone, our tablets, computers, right? And that's it. Yeah. Yeah. And just reminding us ourselves that we're not alone. And by praying, we're in the presence of Jesus and God.
Yeah. Maybe create,
help us through
maybe create a holy corner, you know, with beautiful icons. You have a picture of Mother Mary. Don't forget Mother Mary on this journey, because wherever Jesus was, there was Mother Mary. So we have the next part in our show this evening is what did some words or phrases that, you know, describe what Jesus did or was all about? Mm-hmm. So here.
To help us be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus, follow his path. We need to imitate him, right? Mm-hmm. So are you guys ready? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a few of them. You know, we'll say them and we'll take a little break and then we'll say a few more. So when you follow the path of Jesus, you will be more loving, joyful, peaceful. You'll be a peacemaker. You'll be more courageous, merciful, kind. You'll learn to speak slow. Mm. You'll be more resilient. Power word, you'll be more perceptive, forgiving, obedient.
You'll be full of faith, humble, generous, self-controlled, passionate, perseverant, full of integrity, prayerful, truthful, righteous.
And so just a few more verses we'd like to share with you are from.
And these are to help ease our anxieties we may have in our day-to-day life. And from Peter, we have, humble yourselves before under the mighty hand of God, so that we may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. So give it over to God.
Give it away.
Yes, give it away. From Romans, I am convinced.
I like this one.
That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah. Well, we can end the show right there, right?
Yes.
I don't think we'll get any higher than that. So
the love of God is everything.
But we will continue our program. You know, in Romans, it says, we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God, who are called according
to his
peace.
Purpose.
Yes. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, and nothing will harm you. You will have a future of hope.
And about peace, from John, we have, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
And so now we'll finish with the rest of the words to be like Jesus. Hopeful, thankful, diligent, friendly, confident.
Patient, flexible, unafraid, valuable, inspiring, spirit-filled, calm, nurturing, and discerning. And now we'd like to share with you some prayers for mental health. So one of them, if you're feeling alone or isolated, perhaps we would like to pray to Saint Faustina. And this prayer is, Jesus, friend of a lonely heart, you are my haven. You are my peace. You are my salvation. You are my serenity in moments of struggle and amidst an ocean of doubts. You are the bright ray that lights up the path of my life. You are everything to a lonely soul. You understand the soul even though it remains silent. You know our weaknesses, and like a good physician, you comfort and heal, sparing our sufferings, expert that you are. Amen.
Amen. You know, we shared with you, you know, many prayers and Bible verses, and Maranja was saying, you know, we have the, in a strange way, we've been given the time. So we encourage you to, you know, pick whatever books on the saints, you know, of course, the Bible. And doesn't, you don't have to read the whole thing, but just, you know, one powerful prayer, powerful verse, you know, will really make a difference. And speaking of verses, here's
and one of the most powerful ones, or even well known, from Psalms 23, right? And that is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. You are my rod and you are my staff, and they comfort me. I just want to add, I've heard this psalm many, many times, and the word that jumps out is, even though I walk through the darkest valley, it doesn't say I stop or I wallow.
That's right.
So here's another word.
I'm going through it.
To reflect or insight moment is, we walk through, we keep going.
Yes, we don't stay there. Yeah, and some further prayers to help us through get through some anxieties. One is from St. Francis de Sales. Let us think only of spending the present day well. Then when tomorrow shall have come, it will be called today. And then we will think about it. So he's saying, you know, let's worry about tomorrow tomorrow. Think
That's
about
right.
only today, the present.
Today. Like, you know, tomorrow will have its own thing, issues and concerns. But, you know, we focus on today. You know, consider doing an examination of conscience, right? Where you do a reflection of what happened, what you're doing. And, you know, of course, where you'll be going. But it mostly focuses on, okay, what's gone on today?
Right.
Did I learn? Did I love? And what can I, how can I become better today? Right.
Now, this prayer reminds us that this earthly life is really just temporary. Everything in this life will pass.
So all we are is dust in the wind.
But God is eternal. And it's become one of my favorite prayers from Saint Teresa of Avila. And it's the let nothing disturb you prayer. So it goes like this. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. I think that's just such a powerful prayer, especially when you're really anxious about something and you're feeling really, you know, I can't get through this, but knowing, you know, that God will help you through it. And it's just it'll pass.
Yeah. And as you know,
like we were saying about the valley, you go through
darkest valley.
You
don't stop.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and we look especially to Saint Teresa of Avila because she was a holy soul.
Yeah.
She
went through
a lot. She was a nun.
Mm-hmm.
She was a doctor of the church.
Right.
And she's a saint.
That's
so
right.
I think when she speaks or what she's written is very important. Mm-hmm. So we hope, you know, we encourage you to look up, you know, not just St. Teresa of Avila, include her, mm-hmm. but also the 10,000 saints that are out there. Let's pray to them, you know, for include them as intercessors, but look to them for their stories and maybe
and inspiration, right?
Inspiration.
Mm-hmm. So how about if you are feeling discouraged? Why not try this prayer to the risen Jesus? Oh, risen Jesus, you who gave peace to your disciples, gathered in prayer, when you said to them, peace be with you, grant us the gift of peace. Defend us from evil and from all forms of violence that afflict our society, so that we may all live as brothers and sisters, a life befitting from our human dignity. O Jesus, who died and rose again for love of Jesus, dispel from our families and from society all forms of despair and discouragement, so that we may live as risen people and may carry your peace to all the world. Amen.
And it reminds me, what people are we, Marinja? We are Easter people.
Yeah, the people of peace.
The people of peace.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of phrases we share with you. The Jesus I can and Jesus I can and I will and I am. So Jesus is our focus, our hope. Jesus lifts us up. Jesus raises you up.
Jesus enlightens us. He awakens us. He picks us up.
Jesus defends us. Jesus gives us peace. He is the light. Jesus loves you. Jesus is our Savior.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus forgives.
And what this show is all about, Jesus is
joy.
Jesus is patient. He is non-judgmental. He does not condemn.
Jesus is strong.
And with him, we will be set free. I will feel rejuvenated. I am at peace.
I am healthy and mentally healthy.
Very important. Very important.
I am blessed, motivated to become healthy.
Yeah. So these are, like we mentioned earlier, some affirmations. You can have them in a book, at your coffee table, or you can just post it on your mirror in the washroom or your wherever you know, your offices, and they're reminders how much we're loved by Jesus, right? And this improves our mental health, because it's what we put in, right? Like we put in, you know, like you put in good words come out. Mm-hmm. You know, but like a case in point, you know, you watch a lot of dark movies, violent movies, right? You hear the words, you hear some aggressive music, you know, all that comes in, that eventually will come out. So what we're saying is just choose your, you know, your music, your social media properly, because a lot of that stuff can drain you mentally and you don't even know it. Like the energy vampires. They'll be in a room or they'll walk right by you and you just feel zapped and you won't even have a bruise on you. And you say, yeah. What happened? You're just beat mentally.
Yeah, happened? Exactly.
It's like, you know, when the lady touched Jesus, she was looking for a miracle and all the power went out of Jesus, right? And Jesus says, what happened? I have no power. But mm-hmm. he quickly said, you know, how great your faith is. You are healed.
Yes. Amen. Right? Yeah.
So let's turn to him.
Another beautiful prayer when we're feeling alone is this prayer from St. Padre Pio. And it calls on God to simply be present with us. And as we pray this, we can recognize that we were never and are never and never will be alone, because God is always present with us. And so here's the prayer. Stay with me, Lord, for it is necessary to have you present so that I do not forget you. You know how easily I abandoned you. Stay with me, Lord, because I am weak and I need your strength and I may not fall so often. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my light and without you, I am in darkness. Stay with me, Lord, to show me your will.
Stay with me, Lord, so that I hear your voice and I will follow you. Stay with me, Lord, for I desire to love you very much and to be in your company always. Stay with me, Lord, if you wish me to be faithful to you and continue to follow you.
Stay with me, Lord, for as poor as my soul is, I want to be a place of consolation for you, a nest of love.
Wow.
Amen.
So let's stay with Jesus, right? So, Miranda, where's the time gone?
Where has it gone?
We're just flown by. We're just so mentally pumped up. It's like we only just got started.
Yes.
So, you know, before we close, we want to thank you, the listeners, for being part of this wonderful time with us. You know, the show, we encourage you. If we said a lot, but it's going to be repeated again every Thursday night at 9 and Saturdays at 2.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, if you want to, you know, come back and listen to again, maybe another phrase or thought will jump out at you. And, you know, so again, thank you for being part of this wonderful journey with us tonight.
And we hope that we're able to share with you some nuggets of helping you to be aware of our mental health and the importance of mental health.
Yeah, start the conversation, put awareness. We can go on for hours and hours, but we try to really just keep it simple as possible. You know, it's a renewal of our mental health. Hopefully we gave you some ideas and now we pass the ball to you.
Yes.
And to stay positive, focused, and filled with the Holy Spirit.
And just one final prayer for peace, your peace. God, who is more than we can ever comprehend, help us to seek you and you alone. Help us to stand before all that we could do and seek what you would do and do that. Lift from us our need to achieve all that we can be and instead surrender to what you can be in us. Give us ways to refrain from the busyness that will put us on edge and off center. And give us today your peace.
Beautiful. So all the listeners at throughout Canada, the world, especially All Saints, join us again every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 2 p.m. I am Nick.
And I am Mariangela. We wish you a good night. God bless.
God bless and strong mental health.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.